This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every time I say to myself, and every time I promise myself, that I'm not going to go and criticize anything about the Pirates, it's amazing to me. It seems like every time, and you know, I'm going to talk about the Pirates a lot tonight. I guess we'll do some baseball tonight, but I don't. It's going to be more. You know, I'm going to talk about the team and the positive things. But there are some times when I don't understand why it is so hard for them to see that when they say things. They have to know when they say things that are easily refutable that they're going to get criticism. And when they say things that are just not true, they're going to get criticism. And, you know, I think fans would be okay if they were a little bit less if they were a little bit more forthcoming and whatnot, as opposed to always trying to spin things their way and always trying to spin things in a way that make it seem like none of us really know what it is exactly that we are talking about. And, of course, I'm talking about Frank Coonley. And, of course, they had Rob Manfred here down in spring training. I guess this was Sunday. And it's basically a lot of the same old stuff that we keep hearing. They keep trying to run past us. Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, says Tony Clark, who's the MLBPA, you know, he's the director of player relations, started the assertion that teams aren't trying to win by singling out four teams. He did a very poor job with those teams. One won 97 games, won another 190. The other was a game above 500, right, Frank? He's talking to Frank Coonley. Two games above 500. Our teams are trying to win. They all win. This narrative that our teams aren't trying is just not supported by facts. It may look different to outsiders because the game has changed. The way people think about putting a winning team together has changed, but that doesn't mean they're not trying. Now, here's the problem I have, okay? I would almost be able to stomach that. But then, of course, he has to go one bridge too far. I reject the notion that payroll is a good measure for how hard a team is trying to or how successful that team is going to be. And then Coonley chimes in with, our focus is never about a payroll number. Okay, let's stop right there. Our focus is never about a payroll number. Well, I would say that's not true. Because when it comes right down to it, it seems like your focus is 100% a payroll number every single year. And of course, that's not your fault. It's the owner's fault, but the reality of the situation is, don't tell me you have a $68 million payroll because that's so, well, you know, just that's how the cards fell. You know, we've got all these young guys with it. That's not true. You obviously have a $68 million payroll because Bob Nutting probably said $70 million or lower because we didn't have a lot of fans last year. We're excited about the men we are putting on the field. Okay, I'll go with that. We have a very young roster. We needed to get younger after a couple of tough years. We needed to get younger, more dynamic, and more athletic. We have a younger roster now where eight of our core players will be eligible for arbitration next year. They're not eligible this year. More than half of our likely 25-man roster is not yet eligible for arbitration. That explains our payroll. We don't focus on a payroll number. We don't focus payroll number and the men that we're putting on the field this year. I just don't understand. Of course, the next question became, well, what about going out and spending some money on a shortstop? We really feel good about Gonzalez and Newman. I'm not sure who will win the starting job. They each bring something to the table. The known is always less risky than the unknown. But every established player in the big leagues was a player who had to establish themselves at some point. Again, I just, these are the kinds of things that if somebody down there were to whisper in their ear, they wouldn't turn their fans off so much. They wouldn't. That's the thing that bothers me the most about the Pirates front office. Look, I understand they've got limitations, okay? I understand that Frank Coonley and Neil Huntington have to take, sometimes have to take a bullet for Bob Nutting. I get that. But there are so many different ways they could say these things without coming off like condescending, they're smarter than we are. And that, you know, things that we know to be the truth, oh, well, that's just not true. Well, you know, like I said earlier today, if you look since 1990, and I'm sure I could go back and it'd be further, but let's just go 1990. From 1990 till now, from 1990 until now, Greg, how many World Series champions had a payroll of 20, you know, that ranked 20th or lower? How many World Series champions since 1990? There's been, 28 champions, 29 champions. Well, 20, if you count, we'll count 1990. It doesn't change the equation. 29 champions.
Zero. Zero.
One. Can you name it? If you think about it, you probably could. One of the Marlins teams. The second of the Marlins, the champions, had like a 25th payroll. And if you remember, just one of those years where everything went well, and they were 25th in payroll. But over 29 years, if you are 20th or below in payroll, you're not winning the World Series. I'll take it a step further, Greg. How many outside the top 15 have won in 29 years? So we already established one. How many from 15 to 20?
Zero.
Two more. The Astros a couple of years ago, 2 years ago? They were like 17th. And the Angels, when they won it, they were like 16th or 17th. So three out of we could go back one. We could actually go to the 30 years. We could just make it 30 years. So since 89, it doesn't really change anything, right? So now we're talking three out of 30. And here's where it gets even more telling. If you go from 11 to 15, you only add two more teams. So 25 of the last 30 champions have been ranked in the top 11 of payroll. So please stop this crap that payroll, that payroll is not somehow important or an important gauge of who's winning and who's not winning or who's trying to win. Actually, Tom in the car. How you doing, Tom?
Good. How are you, Paul?
I'm good.
Well, first I want to thank you for speaking the truth because we don't hear this enough. I mean, the Pirates just hide behind all this lies and everything, and they're politicians. And I appreciate everything you're saying because it's all truth. Thank you very much.
Huh. Well, thank you for calling, and I appreciate the call. I really do. Hey, I think anybody that listens to this show knows that I'm always a straight shooter. If nothing else, I'm a straight shooter. You don't have to like what I have to say, but I'm not here with bells and whistles trying to get you to listen and say things. So got to get to a break. Coming up at 6:20, we've got Eric Hagman. It's 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.